All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. Yeah, come on. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? It's an FEF Friday. Or FEF, depending on how you hear me. Barry's here, Nick's here, I'm here, Usual Suspects, all present and accounted for. That means your Friday is already well worth it. And it should be for the next 3 hours. Gentlemen, how are we doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm here. Everything seems to be in order. Well, I shouldn't say that. It was in order till we got here, but we're working on it.
Yeah. It's chaotic.
Yeah, a little bit.
It's not, though.
Because as long as we're here, everything will work out in the end.
Doesn't change what we do here now.
That's right.
We are going to give 3 hours of 100% effort.
Radio gold.
Well, maybe we should let the people decide that.
I've already decided for the people.
Okay.
You like it when I'm feisty? Then guess what?
Uh-oh.
I've already decided.
Is that what the F in FEF is?
It may be.
Feisty, entertaining, feisty?
I'm done with you already.
Okay. Well, this, you lost your fight.
It's going to be a long show.
You lost your fight already?
Dude, it's going to be a long show. I'm a little worried about you. I'm glad it's Friday for you, but...
Oh, yeah. I am very much looking forward to the weekend, let me tell you.
Yeah.
Are you tired?
I am tired. I want to go home.
You taking Sunday off?
I want to go home. No, I'm not.
Why not?
I don't know.
I think you should.
Chill.
I think you should take Sunday off.
I'm going to chill.
Just rest.
So Saturday is going to be a... I'm going to do absolutely nothing.
You're going to sleep all day?
But you're going to the football game Saturday night, right?
Yeah, I might even cancel on that.
Yeah, you work too much, dude.
You do a lot.
Yeah, well, I do plan on doing nothing and being lazy. So,
like,
for sure.
You always hear the term hardest working man in blank thrown around. But you are the hardest working man in radio here. I do believe that.
I
see it. Who works harder at this station?
Michael Carroll busts, but he works hard.
You didn't say okay. Little behind, did you?
I was going to.
No. Yeah, no, but right. Michael Carroll sits there and does the same thing.
Is Michael Carroll ever here on a Saturday or a Sunday?
Now, just because, yeah, exactly. And just because he puts in a few extra hours.
Yep.
You
so Michael doesn't deserve all this credit. Is what
no, he's Michael
Carroll.
Third.
Michael Carroll is second in the hours put in rankings. You are definitely first.
You work 6 days a week, two shows a day, with the exception of the 3 hour extravaganza on Sunday.
No, and more than that, because
then
does,
after that show,
he does
you do another
podcast.
Hour, right?
He does the evening show on the network, right?
Yeah, I do a couple shows. I do a couple shows.
How many shows do you produce, Nick?
It's five now.
You're up to five?
But only two of them are 5 days a week. This one and B-dubs.
What is up with these lazy ass
so really
producers here? Like, I'm sure Jong, since he had to produce and fill in while Dale filled in today, I bet he's exhausted. I bet he's, if you went out there and looked right now, he's probably taking a nap. He probably went to the car to lay down. You, on the other hand, just knocking it out every day, every day. These guys, I tell you.
By knocking it out, you meant the shows and the work.
Yeah, well, what I meant?
You never know. It could have been a slump
Fudge
buster.
Stripes?
He's in here enough. There's couches. He could bust a slump right in here. It's been done. I'm not saying it's been done here. Oh. I haven't been here that long.
Odds that there's been sex on that couch?
Oh, my God.
One to one.
100%.
1 to 1.
I've heard so many stories about that
now,
couch.
Whether
I don't
was
think
two
I've
people,
ever sat in that couch.
Two
ever.
People or one person involved, but I'm going to go 1 to 1 that it's happened on that couch.
I worry about how many times the bear's been violated.
I don't worry about the bear as much because it's not real.
It doesn't make any difference. Some people have imaginations, evidently, because I can't tell you how many people have taken a running jump on top of that thing when they come in the studio.
Yeah.
And then everybody else that's been here a while looks at them like, you don't know what that bear's been through.
That couch is gross, though.
Yeah. I think the bear is probably more gross than the couch.
You think?
I think.
Because
it could probably, like, absorb a lot of the nastiness.
Oh,
that's
gosh.
I didn't know where you were going with that, but I was going to say, if that bear could talk, there would be some stories to tell, I'd be quite sure.
Yeah.
I went to go get some my daily Subway intake.
Yes.
And I ran into a living example of the difference between men and women. As I'm going down the elevator, it stops at the second floor and the doors open. And there's like four women out in that hall area right in front of the elevator door talking. And the conversation went something like this. Yeah, I don't know. I told Becky that I saw Sally ask Lisa if Joanna was going to call Rachel about telling Michelle not to call Felicia anymore. It was like, what? How did you... What does that even mean?
How did she say all that in one breath?
I don't know, but I was like, that's the most confused. Like, how do you... Like, the difference... If that would have opened up and it would have been four dudes, it would have been something to this effect. What's up? What's up? Nothing. That's it. Like,
all good, bro. Just waiting like, for the weekend.
That, so Sally told Michelle that Lisa was like, oh my God, I hate Rachel. And Rachel was like, well, that's fine. But because, you know, what she did to Felicia was not the thing. I'm like, what? How do you have
Here's
that many
key.
Names?
Did they all respond?
They were going, uh-huh, that's right, girl. Like, how? I don't get it. And they were keeping up. It, you know, usually you can tell when someone's lost.
Just dialed in.
Because they're just
nods.
Tuned out. Yeah. No, they were into it. They knew exactly what she was talking about. And I thought, see, this is why office the stuff goes wrong at the office, because you get these people that can't mind their own business, yeah. And they just get out there and they just start throwing it out there. And I'm not saying it's usually women.
Yeah, you are.
Did I?
Kinda.
I didn't think I said that.
No.
But I'm just saying, sometimes, you know, as I tell my wife when she gets to gossiping, the hens get to pecking. Dudes don't do that as much. Dudes don't gossip. As
no.
much as, now, don't get me wrong, there's some ho-ass dudes that I've
yes,
worked with.
Yes, there are. And there's a lot of them on texting and tweeting.
But not as much as females when it comes to office gossip.
No. Well,
specifically office gossip.
But guys like the, I would say from
there
the
are,
standpoint, from what we've dealt with, the social media aspect and the texting thing, that's more guys.
Oh, yeah. Dudes are.
Because they can shoot and run.
Definitely,
but the women
want to
get
it,
the women get more gratification not over the topic itself, but the discussion around it, where they can get demonstrative and really
yes.
fired up.
Yeah, I would agree with you. Dudes are definitely hoish over the text lines. That is
and Twitter
fact. Not as much on Twitter because there's more you can,
identification.
You can look, yeah, but yeah, that just blew my mind that as quickly as the door opened and closed, I heard nine names in a row and had no idea.
And did they ever glance at you once to be like, this dude is listening?
No. They didn't even know. They had no. I think they might have even needed to go down to the first floor and had no clue that the elevator was even there. They were so into it. It's fascinating.
See, because I got
it. It was almost like a safari. You know how you go on a safari and then you pass like a pack of lions? And you know what I mean? Or like, yeah. Oh, look at those four alligators over there. And that they don't even know you're there. It was almost just like an office safari. Like, I just went by a pack of lions.
I just had the visual. Lisa said that I forget where we were out in the middle of BFE to take care of some dog. And there were all these white birds. And she goes, you know, those birds will fly and land on cattle. And the cattle don't even realize they're on their back. And then they just keep walking. And the birds just have like a free ride. That's basically what you were. You were the bird on the back of the cattle, just eavesdropping on the entire conversation, and they didn't even know you were there.
No clue. Not a single clue. I do like how, though, every story involves a dog with you. Every story.
Do you think I'm making them up, or no. Do you think that I have right? Because I got more, believe
no.
me. But, no. Like, and I got, because, you know, obviously the first segment I like to call TWAB.
Yes.
TWAB notes.
Yes.
The world according to Barry. I got a previous TWAB issue this
uh-oh,
morning.
Uh-oh, what is it?
And it was at the worst possible time. So Lisa got up at a regular time. Taylor kind of got up for a second. The dogs all of a sudden, and I couldn't go back to sleep. And here I am laying in bed. It's like 3:30 in the morning. So I could not sleep the rest of the morning. So I am tired. I am aggravated. So I do all my things. I drop her off at school. I get to the Starbucks. I'm like, this is the one morning I just want to be in and out. Get me my large iced coffee and let me get on with my day. And I take two steps inside the door and there are like 14 people in line.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, man, I should turn around, but I know I need this. So then I get in line and the line's moving fairly fast. But of course, it's the one day that there's only one barista too instead of two. And the lady in front of me, who seems to be so pleasant, Seems like she's all by herself. She's got a daughter who looks like she just had one hell of a night the night before, but it is only high school age. Who goes, do you want, she goes, do you want some, like a pastry or something too with your order? So I figured she's ordering two drinks. And the daughter goes, no, I'm just going to go get a burrito from the deli. And I was like, oh, that's going to help you. And so I'm waiting, and the mom gets to the register, and she goes, well, my daughter's going to have, and then I'm going to have, and then all of a sudden, oh, and then you want to write this down? Because I've got like five others. And I'm like, are you kidding me?
Yep.
And then everyone has got like specifications. Then she's got to use the Starbucks card.
Yep. Yep.
Did I get my bonus points for that? I got some bonus points coming from behind if you don't hurry your ass up and get over to the reception line. Ugh,
those people.
Oh, it's annoying.
We need to start that weekly thing. Go to hell. Oh, that lady could go to hell.
Yeah.
That's the worst. That's so like, it's, I don't know, it's kind of rude to me.
It's more than kind of, especially like, when you know that there's been a lot of people in line.
Geez.
Behind her.
Mm.
You know, that's the kind of one where you go, well, I'll wait. You're by yourself.
Yeah. Are you that guy where you're at the grocery store and you meet someone at the lane at the same time and they're holding two things and you've got a cart full?
Did it the other night.
Do you go ahead? You got two things.
You guys
things.
Only got a couple things. Go ahead.
Dude, if you don't let me go and I got two things, I hope you go out to four flat tires in the parking lot.
Yeah, I did it the other night.
Really? Really? I hate that because people are like, well, I'm sorry, but I've got 95 things and you've got one tomato. But I am way more important with my 95 things.
And what's worse than that is when they race you. They see you walking.
Towards
and there's
the
only,
lane.
And there's only like one lane open. And especially if it's the express lane. And you got two things. And Speedy Gonzalez goes and rips through the main aisle. And it hits the hard right turn and cuts you off so he can put 56 things line on the express belt.
Speaking of all that.
Kiss my ass.
Speaking of.
There. The kind of Friday I had.
I just remembered something that I want to discuss in the next segment.
Perfect.
Before we get into sports. And it involves my neighborhood Facebook group. Hilarious.
All right.
Absolutely hilarious. People are so
weird. Stay tuned for that and a whole lot more as we just get it going here on The Usual Suspects. If you want to join us, as always, you know the number 713-780-3776. You can call or text that particular seven digits. And or if you want to get involved in the show via Twitter, it's at Barry is Funny. At the producer Nick, at Pac-Man Joel with a K, we are The Usual Suspects. This is ESPN 97.5. Right now, I want to tell you guys about the great people with a great program called Houston Cans Cars for Kids. It's fantastic because it's people in the Houston area making donations that help kids trying to get a second chance at an education here in H-Town. And you can be a part of it. If you've got a clunker that's collecting dust and rust and it's in the field or in a garage or somewhere where you've been meaning to get rid of it and you haven't gotten around to it, now's the time. You call 713-225-4226 or log on to HoustonCarsForKids.com. Tell them what you got. Tell them where you live. They'll do the rest. They come to you. They tow it away. They fill out all the paperwork. They give you a nice tax deduction. You mention ESPN 97.5, you get a nice $50 gift card. And that's when the process really begins because they turn your donation into resources, and those resources help kids who are trying to fight through the process of getting their education. So there could be distractions like needing money for books, money for eyeglasses, money for bus fare, or just warm meals so that they can focus on their studies. It's all taken care of through donations because of you. So make a donation today if you can and know that it's going to help immediately. Houston Cans Cars for Kids, 713-225-4226 or HoustonCarsForKids.com. Right off the car, not the kid.
This is ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, Usual Suspects, till 4 on an FYF Friday. And I really think we should do that. We should do both. Who can go to hell?
Yeah.
And who gets an FEF for the week?
Okay.
We should like sum it up the week and
who's
find...
Who's going to get your F? Yeah.
I have to think about that.
Okay.
I got plenty that are going to get the go to hell.
Yeah.
Starting with that lady at Starbucks.
A couple of texts to get to before we get too far away from them. OU Mike said, what goes on with the bear stays on the bear. That ain't right. He also said, speaking of punching bears, damn it, OU Mike.
I'd like to punch you, OU Mike. If I was 25, I would love that because you don't know me and you've already got into it with Barry. You should just play the percentages.
My wife will call while I'm working. I learned just to say, yeah, babe, I'm busy. Because if not, it's like 30 minutes of gossip with me just saying yeah the whole time. That is true.
You know, uh-huh, uh-huh, you know who uh-huh. always who else is like that?
No.
Even when I worked for the Rockets, and I had to warn people about this. Hello with Barry Warner is a 30-minute conversation. Whether you're on the phone or in person, but especially if you see that number pop up, you realize the minute you say hello, you are locked in for 30 minutes.
Ugh. Got real stoned and watched Sausage Party last night. 10 out of 10 would recommend. Yeah, but see, you can't take that. I don't know if you could take that like as a good rating if you're stoned. Everything's funny when you're stoned. Yeah.
That was the cartoon?
Yeah. Joel, do professional athletes have full access to their gyms? Or facilities at any time.
Yes.
I saw Brian Cushing at 24 Hour Fitness before. That was from Brandon.
Yes.
They do.
But I to the texter's point.
A lot of times it's a long drive, right? They don't want to go down there.
To the texter's point, J.J. Watt, there were people doing graduation ceremonies, I want to say out in the spring area, and they looked into the gym out there, and he was lifting and working out there.
Yeah.
But yeah, from a Rockets perspective,
they can always have access.
It's kind of like,
but some of them, like I said, some of them live way out, right? So it's a long ass drive to go to that gym.
A lot of them have been more centralized now that the practice facility is in the building.
I would think a lot of them would have home gyms, though.
Eh,
no,
some do, but okay. Like, and I'll tell you this: what's cool about it is everything is fingerprint based, mm-hmm. like the FBI. So the players come in and they just put their fingerprint down, and they get in, and the facilities are great. So with most of them living near the downtown area, they use it all the time.
Somebody said, hey, Mr. One Tomato, get your ass in the 15 items or less line. Yeah, sometimes they got 15 and I got one.
Good point.
And still, Jesse from Spring says, Joel needs to get the app and pre-order.
No, John Granato does the app
and then pre-order. He said, oh, I forgot he has a jitterbug phone.
Yeah.
But why don't you pre-order? Why don't you do that?
First of all, when I walk in normally, and they know me, if I just make eye contact with them, I can
actually go. Now you're flaunting it. You've got 14 people in line.
Flaunting it is Granato who comes to me going, you don't have the app? Who doesn't? I get out of my Mercedes for 2 seconds. I got my coffee.
I don't think he says all that. But I'm saying, but if you don't want to wait in line behind 14 people, get the app and pre-order. Like, but you walk in and like, do you do like the finger gun?
Of course, and I then do. And the click
point, and then they make
and
your
with
coffee.
A slight hip thrust.
Oh
yeah.
Oh gosh.
No, I just walk in the front doors, and normally I have to get some groceries too. They see me, and we have eye contact that knows you don't have to get mine right away, but I will be getting some stuff, and I'll be swinging by on the way out, and it's ready when I get there.
I feel like sometimes
they can know all that from looking at your eyes.
Absolutely, I know.
I feel like their eye contact tells them that I might be back.
And they go
soon.
One or two because it's either just for me or for me and Lisa, and they know the order too.
Wow,
I feel like Joel every once in a while will be like, "Do you know who I am?"
I was never like that.
I feel
and
like
I never
that's how you would.
I know you would feel
like
that
if
way.
You go to the Starbucks and you just like. Make the eye
Starbucks
contact thing.
Starbucks is in my Randalls. So therefore, everybody, like Nick has said before too, people know you there because of the regularity in which you shop.
The ladies know me at the Subway. And still to this day, I walk in and I walk in and I go, hey, how's it going? I think I'm going to do the usual today. I'm going to get Italian bread with turkey and ham and Swiss cheese. But I still give them the order. Like I don't just walk up and go, make it.
I don't do it like that.
Well, that's what you said. You like just look at
them,
and then they make it.
Look at them, and they'll go one or two, which means two it means Lisa's drink two, and one means just mine.
You give them signals like a catcher?
They do it to me. They go one or two. Yeah, absolutely. And I'll go, and most of the time, I'm just like, just one, and I pick it up on the way out.
You shake them off. Nope.
Yep.
Nope. We're going curveball.
That's
right. We're going with the deuce.
That's right.
Oh, my God. That's hilarious. Just want to let y'all know that Joe Garcia misses y'all. This is from JT. He says he's got a real job now and can't listen all the time. Well, damn it.
Podcast it.
Joe, get the app or podcast it. I've joked on someone having two items in hand. Like somebody will walk up. I guess this person, this is Frank at 55, by the way. He said he walked up. Somebody was like, oh, you got two items. Go ahead. He goes, cool. Honey, come on. And like, they were like, what? No, you can't do this. He's like, I'm just kidding. I only have these two things. I think that's pretty funny. That would be a good prank. First, go to hell. goes out to the guy who always wants to talk to you in the bathroom. Yeah, that's been Joel's go to hell before. Jeez. That was from your friendly neighborhood beer salesman. What?
Everything comes back to me. It's one of those days.
What are you talking about? That was one of your go to hells, was people that talk in the bathroom to you?
No, Nick called me out because I did it one time screwing around with him.
No. People that talk to you, Joel, not you talking to people. You've come in here and bitched about people that won't get off their phone or they want to talk to you while you're peeing. That was one of your goes to hell.
I understand that, but
okay.
Yeah, you misinterpret that.
He's totally being defensive for no reason. Oh, I wasn't calling you out. I wasn't calling
from
you out.
From one to four, I had plenty of reasons.
I wasn't calling you out at all. Okay, let me tell you this Facebook thing real quick. Because I know at 1:30 we're going to have Charlie Polillo if he can make it on time. Okay, so this lady in our neighborhood, it's weird. It's like there's a lot of people that have golf carts that like to ride around the neighborhood, which I've never understood.
Because it's fancy.
Why would you spend thousands of dollars on a golf cart to ride around the neighborhood? I don't understand it. But apparently a lot of kids are doing it because they're out of school. And this lady was like, I almost hit a kid on a golf cart because they didn't stop. And it's unnerving. This is the second time it's happened. And it really shook me up. And I don't want to complain, but you guys need to talk to your kids if they have golf carts and tell them to obey the traffic laws. Okay, that's a reasonable post. You know what I mean? Like, if I almost hit four teenagers on a golf cart, I'd probably be upset as well. I'm not out to kill nobody. You know what I'm saying? Like,
you sure?
Well, no. Yeah,
it depends on the day, doesn't it?
No.
If it's an 80 day or 20 nobody. Day.
But anyways, so another lady comes in, and I just want to read you the whole post because it's just amazing to me that it went like this. It said, I am so very sorry that you've had these experiences. As someone who's lived not just all over the country but all the world, I'm appalled at the driving habits of Houstonians. Worse than Italians, and that's saying something. Dear gentle neighbors, the speed limits are law, not suggestions. All of us are equipped with turn signals. Use them. Golf carts must oblige and follow the road rules as everyone else. Go back to driver's ed and learn how to drive. A four-way stop means everyone stops. Learn how to turn left at a yield time. She's just going on and on, bitching about all this stuff, right? She's like, drivers of huge trucks, you don't own the road. Those of us driving small vehicles have the rights just like you do. We have not, this is the best part, this is where it gets good. We have not yet had a tragedy in our neighborhood, but it will happen. In a world where vehicular terrorism and terrorist attacks have happened in Paris, London, Berlin, and now Barcelona, as well as on the streets of our nation, are we, the residents of this neighborhood, condemned to be our worst enemy? What? How did you go from kids in a golf cart to terrorism, you kook? How does that even happen?
You're not emotional. I mean, come on, dude. Like, people are just...
Well, and so I put that.
Well,
I was
how
like...
How much time does she have to type all of that too. Out?
I put, holy bleep, did you really just mean to include that last part about terrorism in a post about kids on a golf cart? So then she responds. This is late last night, by the way, because I just put that's hilarious. She goes, yet another young man with young children without a clue as to the realities of the world. Do I equate terrorism with kids on golf carts? No. Do I equate parents not taking responsibility for their actions with terrorism? No. Do we have a problem in our neighborhood? Yes. People need to follow the laws. And so she's just going on. I was like, first of all, I'm 43. And but thank you for calling me young. Second of all, I'm not raising any kids, but I am raising terrorists. And I call them cats. Third, the answer, because she said something about avoiding sorrow. And I said, the answer for me avoiding sorrow is reading all the kooks in this neighborhood Facebook page. To which she comes back and says, my apologies, Barry. I see that you are a professional comedian. My cousin by marriage, Jimmy Kimmel, is a comedian also. I do not see eye to eye with Jimmy or Molly, either on politics or other issues. Let's just agree to disagree. I was like, hey, Beth, you dropped something, sweetie. And then she left the group. That's the best part. So I'm going back and forth with her a little bit more, and I told her to quit stalking me because then she finds out I'm a comedian. She's like, I wasn't stalking you. I was trying to be funny. And I was like, well, swing and a miss, honey. She leaves the Facebook group. Like, she just completely left
after
that.
So this isn't like someone puts a post and like, you post when you want to underneath it. This is like a group chat.
Yeah. No, this is like, yeah. So it's a group on Facebook that the lady made the original post. This is all going down in the comments of that post. Hilarious. I'm like, how do you go from four kids on a golf cart, not stopping in a stop sign, to bringing up the Paris attacks and Barcelona and terrorism? Are you serious?
That's crazy. But that's the neighborhood in which you live.
This is what well-to-do white people have to complain about.
And that's why That's why you live in that neighborhood.
No. No.
Now, I think one of the other Facebook posts, will the farm animals please go two by two, or will they become joined at the tail when they parade through the neighborhoods on the way to their residences?
No, we don't have any farm animals. That's a myth.
Elephants, tigers, no. That's right. The circus. All right, we got plenty more to get to. We're expecting Charlie Pulillo if traffic clears up, so we'll be... Charlie from 1:30 to 2 with us. Otherwise, we continue to hear from you. 713-780-3776. HRNP listener line. Call, text, hit us on Twitter. Usual suspects. ESPN 97.5. Baby, turn around like so.
Now we got it just right. Something that we own. This is Ed Tuttle Jones, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Aloha on an F Yeah Friday as we continue to roll on. Tad bit of confusion in the room as people did not get the police escort memo to get Charlie here at 1:30. Traffic was a bear, but yet thankfully he is here. And while Charlie gets settled in, I do want to say one
is
of the people
closer to the window than it was Monday. I guess not. It's pretty.
Are we going to move this thing? An act of God couldn't move this table. So I lied. Charlie's here, and he will be part. But who can go to hell? I just used the restroom. If the guy could find the urgency to leave a 7-course meal in the bowl, could you find the urgency to flush? I don't need that horror story on a Friday, period.
Okay.
God, that's aggravating.
Wait, that wasn't on this floor, right?
Yes, oh, yeah. It was. Oh, Charlie, yeah. Be aware of what you're going to experience in
you're
that
going
restroom.
To hate this place. I mean, for a lot of reasons, but you're really going to hate it because of the bathroom.
Slam dunk.
General rule, I avoid the public restroom whenever possible.
Yes. Yep.
But that's cause for dismissal, right? That's a one strike and you're out type.
Well, you got to catch them, though.
Yeah, you also realize that there's several gentlemen that will use that facility as a temporary office while they are paying a visit. So therefore, you're in there minding your business and you hear, hey, what's up? And you're like, he can't be talking to me, right? And then he has a full-blown conversation because you find out he's on the phone. And when someone somehow asks, where are you? He says, oh, in the car wash. I was about to start making grunting noises. Go, does that happen in the car wash? You liar.
You seem like a pretty laid-back guy, Charlie. Do you get angry at people all the time? Like Joel and myself? Like, I get wound up a lot.
The segment is young, so it could all go to pot here.
Okay.
I'm not... Whatever virtues I'm blessed with, patience is not one of them, but I don't think I'm prone to irrational and loud outbursts.
Okay. So I'll give you like an example.
Mellowed with
like,
age.
Yeah.
Like somebody said that people that have all kinds of lottery requests at the gas station, they can go to hell. You know what I mean? Like you're in line, you just want to get this one drink or whatever you're buying and a pack of gum, and then they've got 55 tickets that they need to get and the numbers. And
you play a lottery at all?
No, maybe. I don't.
I mean, it's a regressive tax waste of time.
Yeah, I don't. My wife loves to play, but I'm like, too. Whatever. Just, you know.
Very strange. For,
so what's the biggest she ever won?
I don't know what we've ever
She's
won.
Never
Whenever
won.
Whenever she sees the mega.
I mean, like $30 or
no,
whatever.
Like whenever a she, dollar or
yeah,
two.
Yeah, Lisa's the
whatever.
Same way. But when she sees that Mega Millions or whatever that go over three, well, we better buy some tickets.
How about when it's worth $400 million? Nah, not yet. But when it gets to a billion, oh, then I have to. $400 million wouldn't do
your
it for
chances
you.
Are still one in... 200 million as it is.
A buddy of mine, a comedian, has a joke about that where he says, like, it's amazing when you get to 300 million, everyone wants to play, but then they scoff. Oh, it's only 7 million.
Yeah.
Well, like, that's a paltry amount of money that you wouldn't dare want to win 7 million.
Gordon Gekko, greed is good.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. So the traffic was not good today to you.
I'm having to adapt to the different times of day, right. The randomness of accidents.
And school starting isn't going to help.
Oh, thanks for that.
Yeah.
And Houston traffic.
I just have to leave earlier, that's
which
all.
Which doesn't care. Left lane, right. Fast lane is never obeyed.
Well, when you have swanky uptown digs, right, Galleria area, and so wherever the fine jar is, I'll make my first contribution.
Okay. All right. Well, we're good. We're glad to have you. I hope you did your homework.
And I wasn't exactly sure what time the break window was. So rushing up here.
But you're new to radio. It'll start coming to you.
Well, but all of the games that radio stations play, chasing that average quarter hour and to carry them over. Some want to be back right at 30. Others want to be back at 32. So the break is consuming only 2 minutes of each side of the 15 minutes.
Right.
It's a lot of stupid stuff we have to do in radio.
Oh, really?
Oh, I've had those discussions over lunch where you're just like, wow.
Glad there's smarter people that think of that than me. I wouldn't care.
You've met the guy that takes care of our bathrooms?
What?
You said smarter people than you. I mean, there's...
Oh, I see what you did there.
Ouch.
I know what I wanted to ask you that Barry and I talked about a little bit, but it did get my ire, speaking of things that got my ire. Broadcasters on the local side, particularly on TV, that refer to players on the local teams by the nicknames. I cannot take...
Looking for a thumbs up, thumbs down?
Yeah, I mean, J.D. Clowney and OB says that Watson will get more reps with the ones. I know that everybody expects that everybody knows what he's talking about, but for average Houstonian, I don't think that's fair to them.
If the player normally goes by initial, like Clowney evidently said, call me J.D., rather than Jadeveon a year or two ago. So, okay, if we're going to adhere to that. But I think sometimes it's broadcasters wanting to come across as they're chummy and buzz with all the players. So, hey, I get to call him by his secret nickname.
Yes. Yes, that does annoy me. Especially from the fact that you got new guys in town on the local side. So you can't be that chummy. They just spent 3 weeks at the Greenbrier.
And I'm not making any indirect reference toward anyone because just the nature of the time schedules, I see very little of any of the local guys. There probably are a couple new ones that I couldn't tell you who they were.
Better change, by the way. I need you to start taking shots, and I need you to start firing off.
But 10 to 10:30 is when there are games on or highlights on.
I get home in time.
Being a general bon vivant.
The 6 o'clock.
All right, you're going to have to stop using big words. I don't have time to Google these, Charlie. I have no idea what the hell you just said. What was that word?
Bon vivant.
I have no idea.
Good living.
Like, I need...
Man about town.
Okay, you're going to have to keep it simple for me. That's way too... I'm not fancy like that.
We'll off each other's games. That's the synergy we're supposed to be going for here, right?
That's right.
What are you going to be watching tomorrow on the Texans game? What are you looking for?
If Deshaun Watson's not on the field, I'll really have very little interest. Very little in life bores me more than preseason football. It's just a scam that franchises get to keep 20% of season ticket revenue for practice.
Yeah.
So other than Watson...
Are you
it's just not that much that intrigues me. If Chris Clark has a good game at left tackle, or there's breathless reports of how Kendall Lamb locked down right tackle, or Bruno Giacomini looks solid, so what? Wake me up September 10th. I think the most interesting thing involving the Texans in the last 48 hours was Blake Bortles playing like a cartoon character again last night. Augurs well for the opener. Because if Doug Marrone actually goes with Chad Henne, the Texans better be 1-0. Going to Cincinnati.
No question. Plus, their receivers are dropping balls.
Yeah.
You know, even for Henne, they had two wide open touchdowns where the guy just dropped the ball.
Yeah.
Allen Robinson dropped one right in his mitts. But they're the Jaguars for a reason.
So for the Texans, I just don't see any storyline that is compellingly intriguing beyond who's going to be the starting quarterback.
Well, I was going to say, what about Watson getting reps with the ones? Is that would you like to see? Do you think he should be going out there first this time, or since Savage is the de facto starter?
I would like to go all in with Watson. So yes,
okay,
force feed him, give him first team reps for the 6 snaps if those that the Patriots A-list defenders are going to play tomorrow night. But failing that, when it's backups against backups, I just don't know how to gauge all this stuff. It's like in basketball, someone can tear it up in summer league. And
right.
So what? Who's scheming defensively? And oh, by the way, are real NBA players defending you? So it's just all dog paddling until we really start swimming.
See, I'm with you because you got two of the biggest never tip your hand guys in the league. So from that standpoint, Belichick's not going to do anything because also they play in the regular season.
In week 3.
Right.
If that doesn't further magnify what a farce preseason football is, I don't know what is more generic than vanilla.
Right.
But that will be the flavor tomorrow night because you're playing the 3rd week of the regular season. It's kind of odd scheduling. But since you're not going to be playing real football tomorrow, I guess neither side cared. So sure, we'll practice against each other for 3 days in West Virginia. Then we'll play a fake game, and then we'll play one that counts in week three.
Yeah, and the other thing that I was going to say is exactly what Barry said. I mean, they don't want to admit that there's a quarterback controversy or a quarterback decision to be made. Otherwise, they should flip the script and let him play against the ones for at least a series.
Is it wrong if you're all for Deshaun Watson? Is it wrong to root for Savage to play terribly?
I don't think so.
To bring a little clarity to it, or if Bill O'Brien needs a nudge, let's get on with it. As opposed to this guy who's played one football season in 6 years, the three other seasons where he's had a chance to play a little bit, he showed little and got hurt all three of those years.
I think people just want clarity.
Not only that, you go and make the moves that you did and give up what you gave up. If you think he's got any sort of skill set, if it's close, you might as well play him.
Right.
I mean, if the gap is tremendous, then yeah, err on the side of caution and let him learn it. But from everything we're hearing and what we saw, the gap's not that wide between Deshaun Watson and Tom Savage.
If it's college football and your quarterback race is more or less a dead heat, and one kid is a redshirt freshman, the other is a junior, cutthroat world.
Yeah.
Play the redshirt freshman. You have more long-term future potential with him, and if he's going to develop and blossom, let's get on with it. So that's how I would equate Watson Savage.
All right, guys, I want to tell you real quick how to save money on your electricity bill. It's through a company called Energy Ogre, and I think you're really going to like this. Energy Ogre, though, is not an electric company. They are a technology company. And what they do is they monitor the market and find you rates based on how you use electricity. So once you sign up, first of all, it's easy to sign up on their website, energyogre.com. But once you sign up, that's it. You sit back and let them do all the work. They go out and find you an energy company, sign you up, get you set up, get you the lowest rate possible. You sit back and save money. And when that contract is up, it might be 3 months, 6 months, whatever it is, they're going to do it again for you. They're going to find you another lowest rate in town, get you set up, and you're going to save money the entire time. They have a savings calculator at their website that you can see estimates of how much you'd save based on how you use electricity. For the most part, they save their members between 40 and 60% monthly on their electric bills. Last year, $21 million is what they saved their members. For me, from January to July of this year, I've saved over $425 already, and that's after paying the $10 monthly fee. No hidden charges, no hassles, no catch. Satisfaction guaranteed. You can cancel at any time. So there's really no reason not to do this. And I'll give you an example of bills from me. February of last year, my light bill was $150. This year, it was $73. July, last year, $221. This year, $109. Guys, I'm telling you, there's no reason not to do this. I like this so much, I reached out to them and said, hey, what you guys need to come and help me spread the word about Energy Ogre. And that's what we're doing right now. EnergyOgre.com. Use promo code Barry. Get your 13th month free. EnergyOgre.com. Promo code Barry.
You know who it is.
It's Kareem Jackson, and you listen to ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, The Usual Suspects and our person of interest, Charlie Pulillo, until 2 o'clock as we continue to roll on. Covering some basic topics, and we were talking Texans Patriots because I don't know that a lot of people are going to be engaged for a very long time.
I can't wait for the all 22 to come out so I can break it down. I'm going to spend probably 8 to 10 hours
at third string free safety spot.
Damn right,
white hot race. Wait.
Actually, I'm more interested in the long snapper competition. I'm just kidding.
That and the other issue that can go to hell are people on social media that decide to do play by play.
What do you mean?
People at the game tomorrow night are going to go
do a running.
Yeah, I'm trying to say, Joel.
Nick does not do that. Nick will give you like information about certain like big time plays that happen. Like he's at the sidelines and he might be. But
if it's an assigned professional duty,
right? But there are
but someone randomly at the game. If I care enough, I'm watching the game.
Lamar Miller just gained 5 yards on the right side.
Thank you.
I'm watching that. I don't need you.
Concur.
So
yeah, but what if you are at a location, for some reason, you're at a dinner party, and your wife is mingling with coworkers. Mm-hmm. There's no TV. So you're on Twitter and you're trying to get that info, right?
You got the NFL. You
pull up their app.
The app and the game is right there on your phone.
Well, what if you don't have the data for that?
Buy a newspaper the next day.
Buy some more data.
Remember when you used to do that?
Newspaper.
Yeah, exactly.
What is that? What the hell are you talking about? Newspaper. I don't know what that is.
Speaking of the NFL, Jim is here. He wants to talk about Zeke, and you get the added bonus of Charlie with us. Jim, what's up?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. First and foremost, I did not pay too close attention to the whole suspension thing, and unfortunately, I'm not a lawyer, and nor did I stay at a Holiday Inn Express last night. So I'm just kind of curious if Ezekiel Elliott and his people have this evidence that she was trying to scam him in some kind of way, why wouldn't they have brought that to the table early on? Why hold on to that and wait for an appeal? I would think that something that quote-unquote meaningful would have communicated, hey, this is a BS argument from the beginning. And I know that you guys talked about it yesterday. I apologize. I was away from my radio yesterday. I'll hang up and listen to your comments. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, Jim, so that data, a lot of that was in the report. So the NFL had all of that. They weren't basing it just off of that. They were basing it off of other things, the pictures of the bruises and eyewitness testimony or whatever. But they had that information. Now, you know, there's some stuff where Ezekiel Elliott was said, well, this is what she told me. But as far as the text records from her phone, they have those.
Your thoughts on the end?
I don't know where on the spectrum Ezekiel Elliott, or some TV types might refer to him as, Zeke.
Thank you.
Where he falls across stupid, immature, and bad human being. But he's on there somewhere. And if the victim is no princess herself, so be it. I'm fine with the 6 games. Goodell has been ham-handed and clumsy and inept and so forth. But this one strikes me as just fine.
I said the past precedence was set with Roethlisberger. Similar situation. If he appeals, he could get it reduced to 4. But then you bring in that unknown variable of could it be increased? Because when you read the documents and you read what they are judging their decision on, it in no way, shape, or form involved the bar fight which followed after, which, believe it or not, if it happened or not, or he was involved or not, remarkably, witnesses one day were suddenly nowhere to be found the next. But regardless, that's the interesting thing to me. When he appeals, is he factoring in, and are you of the school of thought that, hey, he could get more at some point if they keep uncovering?
Well, sure. You can go from 6 to 10. I think Goodell, someone like, if you're hoping to get $4 million, you sue for 8.
Yeah.
So if he cuts from Roethlisberger, went from 6 to 4, I don't remember what his shortening
correct.
Was.
Yep.
But I just don't have any sympathy for Elliott in this. And yes, players, famous people can be easy targets for setups. But when something keeps happening to the same guy, over and over and over. He's not the only famous young running back in the NFL. So he needs to grow up, smarten up, or just become a better person.
Yeah, and the NFL had a 160-page report that included the text messages, the original ones, plus the stuff that just came out that they were saying about the sex tape and making, you know, getting 10 grand for all that. That was all because she gave up her phone, I think, and they did. The NFL's forensic folks are the one that pulled all the text messages. So they had them. So unless he's got stuff that they don't have, I don't know what the appeal is. But and, that all exists.
And if Elliott destroyed evidence, a la Tom Brady.
Right.
It's not the crime, it's the cover-up. Well, yep. In this case, it's the crime and the cover-up.
And again, because of past precedents, because they've dealt with this issue with Tom Brady and the fact that they are a little bit more familiar with all the details that go in and securing the evidence coming out. And if he did indeed, which is again out there, that he destroyed a phone and did some things too, look, that's grounds for, again, following what we've already, and not that Goodell has been good about that, but, you know, following the precedent we've already set that said, look, we're not going to tolerate that. We had a large discussion yesterday about the fact that, you know, he says that she said, you know, I'm going to make you pay and essentially, you know, either extortion, blackmail, whatever you want to call it, but that there was nothing in, like, written form or text form. That was just, he claims she said that. But you got to believe that this committee has something. I said a lot of times these things don't get to the media, but they have to have enough concrete evidence to make a decision for that many games.
Post Ray Rice, With Brady getting four games for conspiracy to deflate a football, how can Elliott get less if they have the goods on him?
Absolutely. All right, my man. Well, you start full board on Monday.
Chased by coming in here.
Chased
if
by
I survive
here,
it, yeah. I'll talk with you then.
Absolutely. Did you do your homework?
Remind me.
I said all the time off.
Oh, the beautiful
the
woman.
The movies
thing.
And the beautiful woman. By the way, I actually helped you because we discovered Alex Kramer this week, and we tipped the listeners off to that. They were very grateful.
Boston is a great, great baseball town, and their sideline reporters, Heidi Watney, MLB Network, yep. She was once there.
Yep.
Jenny Dell.
Who married Middlebrooks. Yep.
Well, they're fighting for the silver and the bronze compared to...
It's a new discovery.
Ms. Kramer.
I'm sure at some point she'll pop up. She's even on Barry's Houston Sports and Stuff article this
That's
week.
Right.
So there you have it.
I don't know how long your bet is. How much are you up on the break here? What are you looking for?
I'm just, if you, any new discoveries or your top three in movies from...
For all time or contemporarily?
Just to say...
Like this weekend?
Your top three. We'll just go your top three.
I need some sort of
all time. Because I don't know how many movies you watched.
Raquel Welch, Farrah Fawcett, and Tool Time, Pamela Anderson.
Wow. Okay. So two my dad would agree with and one that I think we all would agree with. Pam Anderson prior to the reduction?
Well, deliberately going all. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
You couldn't have picked anyone from the last two decades?
Well, I didn't know which way he was going. Amelia Clark.
Okay.
Okay.
Just classically beautiful.
I thought she was a hell of a...
The non... Dragon Queen accent.
She was a hell of a pilot. Oh, that was Amelia Earhart. I thought she
Ben, we see you. Well, I don't want you to hang up, Ben. We'll get to you after the break.
Charlie, have a great weekend. Good luck to the show starting Monday, 15:60.
What time?
11 to 1.
There you go.
And we'll be back with more of The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.